This is a paid message from GoFundMe.
My name's Ashley Kane. I'm the daddy of a little girl in heaven and a father to two boys on earth. I've got an incredible relationship with GoFundMe, both personally and via my daughter's foundation, the Azalea Foundation. GoFundMe has allowed me, the foundation, and thousands of people out there to give hope to others in need. You'd actually be surprised how many people out there are willing to show love and support you in your time of need. My advice for anyone that needs to start up a GoFundMe would be do it. You don't need to feel shame. You don't need to feel guilt. You don't need to feel embarrassment. If you need GoFundMe, use GoFundMe.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Not for air. Not for air. Not for air. Not for air. I said not for air.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time. It is time, and we are excited. A very big day on The Mike O'Mara Show with our egg Spectacular coming up shortly. We'll discuss that in just a second here. We're happy to have you here. I call this the bit that almost wasn't, when the
bit we should have shut down and not expanded.
We had an opportunity. Yeah. If people didn't decide they wanted to participate, we would have shut it down, but now I wouldn't change it for the world right now.
I have a question, Mike. Do you think, before we go into the bit, will this become a Holy Week tradition?
I will probably have to wait till the end of the show to let you know whether that's going to happen or not.
Okay.
But it's a tale of three hosts and how they handle something differently. The most important thing is the Eggtacular is going forward with just enough eggs to make it very inconvenient for all of us.
Certainly messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and eggs are still available until we get the news.
What is so the total so far? It is.
Well, do you want to get to the total now, or should we unveil the total after the news?
That's fine, but I know I've got enough to, where I went. I only bought a dozen.
So far, a dozen will cover all of us.
All right, a dozen.
A dozen each will cover all of us.
Three dozen eggs will be enough for the Eggtacular.
That's 36 eggs, Mike.
Now, if we pass that, I was in the store yesterday.
I was yesterday in the store, bought the cheapest eggs I could find, which were $15 a dozen.
Did you go to Jack Luskin's?
I went to the Publix.
You got some quail eggs? Some nice tiny guys?
Regular medium eggs. I will be using regular medium. Now,
That's a problem. Oh. Do you know that the smaller the egg gets, the harder the shell is? So you're going to have to expend more effort to crack it.
I forgot that Rob is the only one of us in the... Can he hear us? Is there a delay or something like that? Can you hear us, Rob?
I can hear you just fine.
Josh, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There's a delay, though, I think. There's latency. That's why you're... Or you're just talking over us today. I'm not sure what's happening. But anyway, we'll figure that out. That's a large egg.
This is a large brown egg.
Now, when we talk about the Eggtacular, I have to mention this, that it's a tale of three people. It's Josh, the most prepared, with tarp, plastic that he went out and got everywhere. It's Rob with multiple layers of T-shirts and anything else
I've got blankets, and also I have my cover for my board.
Will you be what are you covering your board with?
The actual cover for the board.
Piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, ooh, mine didn't have that.
Oh, yeah.
Mine didn't come with
that. This is an upsell, Mike. You got to buy this separate.
You have a bigger one, right, than I do?
Yes.
I'm not sure that might be sufficient, though, but because there are cords and all that. And then you have me, and I woke up, took my kid to school. I was up about 5:45 this morning thinking about it. And then really not that long ago, I came up with my solution, because I said, even if I was to do this outside, I wouldn't want to deal with the aftermath. And in my studio, I said, I've got a solution. I will reconnect and I will join you from my shower at the end of the broadcast for the Eggtacular. Oh. We're going to do it for the last 2 seconds.
Now, this is disappointing because I was hoping you would do this in your front yard so your neighbors could watch.
Well, even if it was in the backyard, they'd hear it. And I didn't want to deal with that. And then I said, for me, the convenience of cleanup, almost as important as my desire for entertainment.
Even though you're going to be in the shower, do you think there's any chance you will hose yourself down?
There's 100% chance that'll happen. Matthew Kiki 5885 says, is Rob still using hand lotion as lip balm?
Matthew, you know what? It was funny. Your mom didn't complain last night.
Oh, wow. Are you using chapstick anymore?
Yeah.
At all? Are you?
Okay. I don't know why he thinks he's got a problem. They're beautiful.
Can you get closer so we can
see?
No,
I cannot.
They're not beautiful. They're chapped.
They're not that chapped.
What do you mean they're not that chapped?
I mean, in the past, you've given me grief when they've been really bad.
I didn't give you any grief. Matthew Kiki.
No, in the past, you have. Yeah. And you know what? Deservedly so.
Well, only when I see you in person. Only when I see you in person.
Wide open. That's bad. Yeah. But I'm hydrating right now. It's a weird thing right now.
What are you hydrating with today? What are you drinking?
Today, I've already had a Coke, but I have a club soda, a ginger ale, and a bottle of water.
That'll do it.
You got to get that egg out.
Yeah, exactly.
So we are going to be later in the show doing our Eggtacular. Mm-hmm. The egg totals will be given right before. But, right now, Rob and I are both in double digits, right?
Yes.
And Josh is not. Josh is still in single digits. So if you want to equal things out,
he's
close.
We don't need to broadcast that.
Well, I'm broadcasting the egg totals. No I'm need. Fine.
There's
I don't
no
care.
Need to, there's no need to give me more eggs.
Why not?
Although it's a bargain at twice the price.
I didn't know you were going to keep the egg lines open until the end.
The egg line is open
like
until
Russia.
News.
And Mike, if it's busy, as they used to say on the telethon, please keep dialing.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are any of you, do you have organic eggs or cage-free eggs?
What is going on? What is this? Matthew Kiki K has captured my.
Oh, his mom died 3 years ago. Thanks. And you're welcome. She was still great.
Why is that put up there?
Because I wanted to see eggs.
No, no. Because I said I made a passing comment about his mother.
She
didn't mind.
Yeah, and I apologize, Matthew, but I was not dissuaded by the dull creak of the casket.
Wow. Oh my God, that's special, boy. Rob,
I'm in mourning.
Rob is really in mourning today. You have.
I'm really in mourning today.
I've got golden hen eggs.
Golden hen. That seems like that actually could be two ways. That could go with the golden hen could be a. We'll put yours down. We'll get to yours in a minute.
All right.
The golden hen.
Yeah.
Do you think Rob is in mourning? Sex act?
All right, you're going to be a handful today. I can already tell. The 12 large grade A eggs, that could either be like a real exclusive local brand that's expensive, or it could be like the cheapest you could possibly find.
It is. I grabbed them at the grocery store on Sunday.
Mm.
You know, it's Easter time, so I had to buy 2 dozen because I need hard-boiled eggs for the kids to die.
Sure, you got to hide them, too.
Oh, you're such a dad. That's so sweet.
I bought a second dozen just for this from... Audi.
I love the fact that Josh has a cardboard container of eggs. I hate plastic egg containers.
All right, now hold yours up. Let's see.
I'll tell you, my eggs, there's only 11 in the box.
Why?
Because I couldn't figure out which ones were hard-boiled and which ones were not this morning.
Oh, you mean you have some that you've left
there's
in there?
There's
hard-boiled?
A case that why matches, would you but not, they're hard-boiled.
Why would you not mark your hard-boiled eggs? Or put them in a bowl or something?
Rob is holding up Goods and Gather.
No, Good and Gather. That's good the Target gather. Brand.
That's Target, yes.
Yep. 12 cage-free large brown eggs.
That means
is
those
Target
are probably...
closer than Costco to you?
No, it's about 50 yards further away.
Okay, so why
but
the
we
Target
actually,
choice?
Because we didn't have a huge order to do, and Carrie likes to do pickup at Target.
Okay.
Where you can phone ahead and then we roll the dice. Did they give us good bananas? Not this time, but maybe next time. They did great on the tomatoes this week, though. Good okay. job. All right.
I believe that is the target I went into right before the Kentucky Derby party, where a big guy in a beard held a dress up to himself and turned to a stranger and said, "Will this look good on me?"
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Was it Christy Noem's husband?
He
has an eye for fashion, doesn't he? Yes.
That is something. Talk about having a bad year, right? She gets fired, and now this comes out, too. No wonder she was banging that Corey Lewandowski guy. That's, if your husband's... I would imagine that he was not showing a lot of interest because he was too busy trying to find her brassieres.
Live and let live. Who knows? Maybe that works for them.
You think he ever did that when they were, getting jiggy with it?
Of course. Yes.
That's interesting. Can I put that on while you... I don't know. I don't want to go too far with that. Speaking of politics...
Her husband, Mike, or as we call him, Johnny Fishnet.
Johnny Fishnet. Lovely. Did anyone watch the speech last night? Did you watch the speech?
Oh, I watched something like the speech. I watched 3 episodes of Heart to Heart last night on Tubi.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
All right. I did.
You did. You watched the whole thing?
I didn't understand the pleasure.
I didn't. What do you mean you didn't understand it?
It was no new news. It was stuff we already knew. Mm-hmm. It was okay. We're bombing Iran. It's going to end soon. It's the same thing he's been saying for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I will have the update details in the news, but I don't know. I feel as though, and either one of you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I feel as though, as a society, we not totally ignoring, but we kind of just want it to go away. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We want all our troubles to just go away and things to be the way they used to be.
And he won't allow that because that means he's not having attention paid to him.
I think you might be right about it.
He wants to hide behind the things he likes, like the ballroom. That he loves. Yeah, doesn't like the war.
A judge stopped that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Stopped the construction.
But it makes I think it's interesting that they try to make a big deal out of he's going to take over all the TV networks. As if it used to be like when I was a kid, that meant everyone was watching. Now, no one cares. You just flip over to Netflix. You're not on this. No one watches live anyway.
I would love to see a breakdown. And I'm sure there are statistical breakdowns of how many of us consume news on a regular basis. I know I don't. And as Rob would tell you, I've been a news junkie my whole life.
Absolutely. I will occasionally look in on Dave Muir at night, but that's not much.
Who is David Muir?
That's the channel. That's the ABC News at 6:30 that feeds into Wheel.
I think that it's just everybody's just had enough. We've really had enough. And that can be either good or bad, probably bad because we're not paying attention to what's going on. But all I know is people want the stock market to get better. People want gas prices to come down. A lot of bad stuff happening.
And we
keep
all
our
want
fingers
the war
crossed.
To end.
Yeah.
Even a lot
Not
of Trump
me.
Supporters
don't
like this.
Rob likes a good conflict.
I love a war, and also I've been campaigning locally anyway to get the draft back and the age up so Robert and I can head over together.
Yeah, so you both can serve.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there is a part of me I have always felt since my dad served in WW2 way, way back in the dark ages. I will say that having met people and that have served – and listen to stories. I think I had mentioned to you when I raised money for this charity called Home Base, which helps vets with PTSD get on track. And they had a recent Congressional Medal of Honor winner and telling his story and the bravery. I've always felt as though a part of me, it's almost like the human condition of going to battle. That there was a part of me that missed out on that opportunity. I've always looked at it that way.
Do you think you could handle military life?
I don't. I think it would be
difficult. And
that's
what I have, too. I
don't
think I
could
do
it. It wouldn't be the fact that when I was a younger man, it wouldn't be the physical aspect of it, but it would be the, let me retract that.
Someone else being in charge?
The organizational aspect of it is horrifying.
I grew up working for different people where they were in charge. I think I would have handled it. I think I would have handled that the question remains, no one knows how they will handle a battle situation until they're in it. And so, you know, I can't predict that. I think I would have handled it. It just would have been, it's just something when you realize, you know, a badge of honor. I'm watching this show, Peaky Blinders, from 14 years ago. And it's such a badge of honor for these people as to, were you in France? And you're not, you were basically ostracized. And I think the main reason, because my dad served, at this age, I'm like, that's one part of my life where I didn't experience it. And when you see young kids that are telling their story about bravery and some of the amazing things that were done in Afghanistan and, Iraq, it's amazing to me. So
I wouldn't have a chance. I barely made it out of WJFK.
Yeah, I don't think you're a military type guy.
No. As I said, Mike, I looked at when we Desert Storm.
You would have gone into the bathroom stall with your rifle, and then the sergeant would have came out, you know, and said, put down the rifle, Private Pile.
That would be my name.
That would be.
No,
yeah,
I looked during Desert Storm, I looked into joining the USO to entertain our troops. Luckily, it never came to pass.
You did no such thing. You didn't.
If you say so.
Oh, no, I do say so, and I know it's true. Anyway, did you ever think about it, Josh? Did you ever think about joining at all?
No, I did not. I don't know. Okay. I was around that a lot and grew up knowing a lot of guys at the Naval Academy and stuff.
Anyone in your family do military service?
My brother-in-law was a Marine, but no one in my immediate family, no.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody is just like Josh says. Everybody wants this thing to be over. And, 96 million people in that country. You don't realize how big Iran is. It's massive. And we shall see.
I just wanted each one of those 96 million people to buy one egg. That's all. Support us. And we'll support you.
Do we have any last minute purchases of eggs? Do you have it in real time?
I've got our numbers in real time.
All right.
They are the same that I told you earlier.
Oh, okay. Come on, folk.
So anyway, JR32 Bad. I love these names. Mm-hmm. By the way, I love new names coming up on the comments. This is wonderful. Little tick, tick, tick on that I've noticed lately. It says, morning, boys. Mike, Boston should just give up already. They stink. The Boston Red Sox, one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in
baseball update,
right now.
Folks.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Just a land of suck. Everybody's going nuts up in Boston right now about this team because it's just the land of pure suckdom. Massive amounts of strikeouts, errors, pitchers getting lit up.
Errors.
It sucks.
I'm not the baseball errors, fan you Jack. Guys are, but I think errors is a funny word.
It's really.
Doesn't George Carlin say it's like, whoops.
Oh, God.
We had an error.
It's, you know what? It's terrible.
Let Michael know he's welcome to come over to the Orioles.
The Orioles are 500 now. Is that right?
Yeah, 500. Yeah.
And a new scoreboard.
I knew based on that comment that the Orioles had won last night because he would not have made that comment if it had gone the other way. You know,
correct. And,
correct. So there's a little swagger in Mr. Soroka. Well,
there was swagger yesterday. We had a little meetup in the afternoon, and he said, Orioles game is on. I said, can you please pay attention? He says, no problem. They're up by four in the second or something like that.
A bunch of runs yesterday.
Speaking of the Orioles, they have a player, Matt Holliday, who is Jackson Holliday. Sorry about that. Matt Holliday was the dad, right? Is that who it was? It is.
Johnny Holliday was the dad.
And have you seen how well Jackson's been doing this year?
Jackson Holliday has been doing really well, and he's of the baby the face. He is.
He's on rehab. He's in our rehab stint. He's down in AAA.
Well, I didn't care about the playing as much as the baby face. Do you know he's got a baby brother?
The entire team is baby faces. But I know the brother. The brother's supposed to be the number one pick.
He looks just like Jackson does. And they're all Matt Holliday's kids. And he's the number one prospect in baseball right now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of neat. So Matt Jackson Matt. Whatever. I should stop looking at the comments today. I might be a little trepidatious about the Eggtacular that's coming up. So have we gotten an update?
Idea, Mike. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Was. Yeah. And it was a bad idea. I shouldn't have expanded. I should have let you do
thanks,
an
Beth
egg
Ann.
The next day on your own.
It's not a bad idea. No,
it's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
It's going to be highly entertaining. Do we have an update on the numbers?
We do.
All right.
The same as when I told you previously.
People suck.
No, people are good. They need to be goosed. That's all.
I was going to say, I'm not going to do it unless we get one more egg sold.
No, I'm not doing that. We've got really good numbers.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's real time, too. And so people get the show on a long tail.
Correct.
So the end of the show today, last two segments, we will be breaking eggs on our head. And we need someone to tally so we make sure it's right. Here's the question. Are we going to give credit? With the names of the people that bought the eggs?
No, we are just going to count the eggs.
Okay. All right. Just count
the eggs. But everyone who contributed, we thank. And you know who you are.
Yes.
And we really appreciate you supporting this Monday, Thursday event.
Why do you like – that confuses me when you say
yeah,
Monday,
you have
Thursday.
To say
do you
Holy
like,
Thursday.
Do you like say it because Monday, you like Thursday. To say Monday, Thursday, essentially?
Well, no. I really got to like it when you started to get annoyed with it.
Okay.
Because it's fun to say it and watch
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, you know, that's why we're off tomorrow, or he'd be hammering Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom used to say on Good Friday that at some point it gets cloudy.
Once.
Thanks, Mom.
At least.
Yeah.
It was New England. It always got cloudy.
Yeah. And a Good Friday makes a great Sunday.
Yes. That's... Any plans? Any plans for you on the holiday, the Easter holiday? Michael's off next week. He's off starting tomorrow, so it's another one of his 50 breaks he gets during the
year. I know that Josh always spends Saturday night in a cave before Easter. And then
with a big rock in front of it?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And pushes the rock. Are you in church all day on Sunday when you're with your mega church?
Just Sunday morning.
Maybe
Friday evening. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Have a built-in... opposition to the Easter church attendees.
If it was up to me, I would skip Easter service. I would skip Christmas Eve service.
Mm-hmm.
I would skip all these ones that all you losers come to and don't come to anything else throughout the year.
We used to have a name. We called them Easter Catholics.
Yes.
And the Easter Catholics would be even more than Christmas. The Easter cat. Now it's been replaced. I think now the bigger crowd is Christmas because
you always said that made me laugh and think of my childhood is midnight mass, Christmas Eve smells like red wine.
Oh, people! I've seen people wobbling.
Yeah.
In midnight mass, I have seen that. But
and
I
used to work in a church as an AV director, so I would see the rhythms of all right, we got to build up for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in September. Got to start planning Christmas because that's when everyone comes. Then as soon as Christmas is over, there's like a 2-week break, and then January 1st. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's start preparing for Easter, and the same build up because it's the hot times for the churches to try to recruit new people.
Yeah, I used to work in a church, St. John's the Beloved in McLean. I was a bouncer, and it would get really dicey on the midnight mass.
Was there really a church called St. What?
Well, back then it was St. John's. Now it's St. John's the Beloved on Linway Terrace.
Yes. Is it really called the Beloved?
Mm-hmm. And Mike, here's why you'll love
it. Can we change our show? TMOS the Beloved.
I'm all in favor of it.
TMOS the Beloved, everybody.
The Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS.
The St. John's the Beloved was cool because it was an octagonal shaped church, which was great for Stations of the Cross.
In the round, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Old churches like that are awesome because of the acoustics and mm-hmm. of how they build it like that, where you don't need a microphone. You just talk.
Right.
The church in the round is always very interesting because the priest sits in the middle, and then I was able to look across at the guy that I got on the fight with the night before who I'd broken his nose, and he had two black eyes after he ripped my grandfather's watch chain from around my neck that I wore, one of my really treasured mementos, and I hit him hard.
That's good.
I was working as a DJ in the Iraq. In the Ratskeller. I was doing that. Yeah, and it was
Is it tough to see the priest with the cage?
yeah.
The cage for MMA?
Yeah, exactly.
What we're talking about.
They put the offering, Mike, in a suitcase above the altar. mm-hmm. and you have to climb up and get it in the cage match. And also the swinging of metal chairs is horrible.
I think that it's wonderful and faith is good. We need faith. It gets you through some difficult times.
Faith is good.
I'm just somebody that's not necessarily as I'm more secular than I've ever been. But yeah. we will be getting together with family. And I've also never liked the whole board of fare that people serve at Easter. I'm a Christmas Thanksgiving guy. I always think that, you know, the ham that Easter, I'm not that big a ham person. So going to my mother-in-law's house tomorrow, it's going to be a smoked brisket for like 14 Ooh. Hours on the smoker, and I'm really excited
Have
about
it. Have you
ever
had lamb for Easter?
No, because the Greek Easter... When I went to my friends, the Contrumpus brothers,
yeah.
with NHL George and Willie, but it was George's house. Mm-hmm. Hi, George Contrumpus. We still stay in touch with each other. And they were caterers as well as restaurant owners. And Rod Langway and I, Rod Langway, he of the Washington Capitals, were
Great
standing
guy.
Next to the grill where they were grilling baby lamb chops. Mm. I guess that would be redundant. Baby lamb chops.
I think they called them petite lamb chops.
Petite lamb chops. And we were just eating them like lollipops off the grill. And
so good.
Absolutely the most delicious. No, my family never did the whole lamb thing. And, you know, I did get the golden egg one year at the Orchard Hill Swim Club Easter egg hunt, which we had a community pool. And it was kind of like, I think the people that lived in our town pretended it was like a real club.
Oh, okay.
When it was just the neighborhood, you know, it was the community pool that we all had. But we did pay dues, I think, on that.
I heard a joke. A guy comes to the door and knocks on it, and the man answers, and he says, "Can you help us out with a donation? We're building a community pool." And the guy says, "Yes," and he gave him a glass of water.
Congratulations. I know that in our community pool, every single spring, the men, this is... Back in the men day,
right.
would go down to the pool and they would get it ready for the season. They would do a full painting of the bottom of the pool. They would clean everything. They would make it ready. And it was sweat equity. It was like you didn't come up with people didn't hire other people to do it. It was all the people that did that. Mm-hmm. And then once a year, the big thing was the Easter egg hunt. And in the notch of the tree,
the launch of the pool. The launch of the season, too.
Yeah, and in the notch of a tree, I don't know how old I was, but I was definitely not a teenager, not even 12. I was younger than that. I found a golden egg, the golden egg. They put a gold egg, a silver egg, and then there was a competition for the most eggs gathered.
Right, of course.
And you know what I got? I still remember. Isn't it weird, the stuff you remember? I still remember the prize I got for finding the golden egg.
Wasn't it a trip, a weekend trip with your priest, right?
It was not. It's that priest had nothing to do with it. I don't think there were any priests around at this particular
Mike,
time.
They're always around.
This was secular. This was
okay,
not
because
Catholic.
It's the pool. You're right.
And it says there's Easter eggs.
I got
not
a
crosses.
I got a Parcheesi board.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, sure. but that was it. And it was like one of my friends. Maybe that was the very first seed of my gambling habit where I was really, really looking forward to, you know, winning. Winning. Won money is much better than earned money.
Oh, of course. And by the way, Mike, my stepmom, Kathy, had some free play at Calder yesterday and texted me. She came home with $800 again.
Okay. That'll get until they hammer you.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, she knows when to leave, so that's good.
They reel you in. They reel you in. That's the thing. You know when to leave sometimes, but if you keep winning, then you'll say, well, I always win here, so I'm in the end, as Robert De Niro says, they get it all. How would you rate the Calder Casino? All right, she's sensible. How would you rate the casino?
I'd give it a 9 of 10. No, 8 of 10 because no real table games. But it's clean. It is smoke-free. They were handing out drinks, and the slots were very loose. So I liked it. I had
a
lot of fun.
Free drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
that's
you tip, like, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust the slots to begin with. I really don't trust them now that you do a card to put in because then they know how much I've lost or I've won. So can't they then just screw with you then?
You know what? It's an algorithm that isn't related to the card you put in, that isn't related to the The only thing that's related, and this is why this is my knowledge, and I could be wrong. I preface it by saying that. But I believe that the reason these slot influencers that have this stupid money to bet in these slot machines win is because they are betting what they're betting. That these algorithms in the machine are triggered to pay off every certain amount of dollars they get, not necessarily spins. I think that's how it works.
Well, I mean, regardless of the fact that you will never win all the time.
You'll never win. I've seen guys lose hundreds of thousands of dollars
but
online.
But high-level slots, I think they're a little looser because they get the money faster. That's always what I thought.
The algorithm, look, I thought that until I saw, I think anything can happen. You can be in that high limit area with these people that are betting $500 a spin. And a guy might have been there the night before that was doing the exact same thing. And if that's the situation you're in, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because it's a, you know, but at the same time, I am told that it's random. You could conceivably have a slot machine that paid somebody $50,000 and a guy sits down and within two spins, he wins $50,000. That's how random it is. That's the way I understand it.
I want your opinion as a seasoned gambler.
Yeah.
Do you think that they want more hits in the high level area to call attention to the high level area?
No. I let me tell you, because I've thought that. All these thoughts have crossed my mind.
Okay.
And I think what they want is they know that in the high dollar area, because of the algorithm, there is more likelihood of a payoff because there's more gambling being done. There's more money being wagered, and that is what they count on, because somebody that is dropping $50,000 in a slot machine or in a high limit slot area, if they don't get a hit occasionally, they're gonna pound
sand.
They'll go.
Yeah.
So that's it. And then as far as the smaller, which to the best of my knowledge, the penny slots, the lower denominations are the bigger cash cows for the casino because there are more of them and there are more people that bet
on.
Yeah,
and people need to know that a penny slot is actually costing you about $1.80 to play.
Yeah,
not a penny.
Because it's a multiple thing.
Yeah.
And really $1.80 would be on a penny slot now, Rob, $1.80 might be a minimum bet. You might not even be able to find one where you could get that.
No, I was doing $1.86 on a 2 cent machine.
Okay.
When I had my luck. But
that's the minimum probably.
But what I love is when you walk by someone who's literally on a quarter machine that does 25 cents a pull, and I saw this last time, that hit for $28,000 on a quarter pull because it was a progressive and everything. So I
what
buy
do you
into
think
the
total bet was per pull of the handle or push of the button on that?
I'm betting it was probably a five line thing, so probably $1.25. But I love to see that happen, and I love your take on it because I think you do have it figured out. And the reason you do is because you realize that all of us are broken, and this is where you're broken. But this at least gives you a chance to get some of it back sometimes.
Once in a blue moon. And the worst thing that ever happened to Carla and myself, and we don't do it nearly as much as we used to, is that we hit a big jackpot one time. And that was it. That's all it took. Because then in your mind, the way we're programmed that, that'll happen again. That'll happen again. The odds are overwhelming that it won't.
Yeah.
And even the people that are the big players, the people that I call never come on the Mike O'Mara show,
they will
tell you that they are all pretty much a little under or maybe a little over break-even point.
Yeah.
There's no windfall on this. There's no windfall. It doesn't exist. It's 90-something percent of a return. So if you gamble that, you know, you might get it.
The best you can do at long range is to lose slowly. That's the victory right there.
And maybe get out when you tick up.
Yeah.
That's it.
And those influencers, their win is your views. And the ad money
100%.
Of course.
That's what their win is.
It's their job. That's what they do. Scoob writes, I dislike casinos and the people that go to them. Very sad place. I could not agree more.
I'll tell you the saddest casinos, Mike, and I would do this when we would be doing a remote in Vegas or whatever. I would be drinking then, and I would say it's not smart for me to gamble tonight because I'll do something stupid. But I would go to the casino right after breakfast, like 7 in the morning.
Oh, so sad.
And when you see the so people disgusting. That are still there
yes.
from the night before, yes. usually like in a rumpled suit,
yeah.
and you really feel like they're losing the college money.
It's
because
really
because they've got desperation.
Terrible.
It's horrifying.
Sunday morning in an Atlantic City casino, and I've been there.
Yes.
One of the most depressing environments it you is. Will ever see, because there are the scattered yeah. people. Some of them that have been up early and gone in, decided right. to play the last, or some people that are on their way out and want to do one last go
for it. I hadn't even thought of that, Mike, is that they just want to give them all the money.
One last shot, and yeah. then there are the overnighters, which are really
That's
pathetic.
Sad.
You were going to say something, Josh.
Well, I was going to say, but the sports book later that day is a pretty exciting and fun place to be.
Yeah, because there are games yeah. coming on, and
yes.
it's a big deal, and yeah. it's lively and all that. But couldn't agree more with Scoob, with the vibe. Although the actual business of sitting at a bell and whistle laden machine that's got bright colors and yeah. flashing and just staring at it in with nonstop hope is strangely hypnotizing for me.
Yeah,
and that's why I got the problem.
You can undo the hypnosis when you see a guy in a sort of like a houndstooth coat that's been there for 10 hours going, come on, come on.
Or I've had this happen too. You go and you see a machine next to you that's got a hairline crack
yes.
down the middle of it where somebody just kicked the crap out of it because they were so frustrated.
It's fun, Mike, on a Sunday morning to go up to someone that's been in a machine and count the empty glasses with limes in them.
Yay! All right, well, listen, we do have a payoff on this show today. It's coming
yes.
up later on when we do the Eggtacular. We are very excited about that. We will be standing by with our different ways of cracking eggs, and I'm not sure I'm going to play this sound effect every single time. I just don't think that
oh,
would
be... Oh, you didn't want to play to the fade? You cheat. Better
it is.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll take a break, come back. We got news for you, and don't forget, egg cracking coming on
Eggie.
The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob switch swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off.
Hello, I'm Chuck Schumer.
No, you're not. Anyway. You have to go down further like that, like way down.
So we are really upset with what's happening right now.
What about your cousin Amy?
Amy Schumer.
They are. They're cousins.
Cousins!
Cousins!
Hit the music, Slim.
Oh, yay! Yeah. Let's do the thing. Yeah.
We begin today, as I said, with an update on President Donald Trump. He sought Wednesday to explain his rationale for the war against Iran at a pivotal moment at home and abroad, but he offered few new details as he amasses extraordinary executive authority to prosecute this military operation.
Mm.
Always like that, prosecute the war.
Yeah.
Notably missing from Trump's primetime address was his oft-repeated assertion that negotiations with Iran were underway. He softened his insults against NATO allies, and he did not indicate he was preparing to send in ground troops. That's good, I hope. Particularly,
because you can believe that.
And take it to the bank.
Exactly.
He gave no definitive end date for the conflict, and people are jittery because of that today.
I forget where we're at. Did we win it yet? Because he seems to go back and forth.
I don't know.
I think we've won. Josh, have you heard it on any of your secret clubs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we. I believe he said we obliterated them.
Oh, that's so great. Yes.
I think that means it's a win.
He did indeed. Here's a name from the past. Joseph Duggar. Remember the Duggars back in the day?
They have so many children.
Yeah, it was great. The NBC used to love him. He appeared before a judge on March 31st in Bay County, Florida, to answer two charges of lewd and lascivious behavior. He entered a not guilty plea to all charges, waived arraignment, and demanded a jury trial as a written request 2 days prior to his hearing. His bond set at $600,000. Joseph Duggar is accused of sexually assaulting a nine-year-old girl on multiple occasions during a family vacation to Panama City Beach in 2020. The Duggars!
Do you think they support the war?
Probably.
The reason I Jim hate the Duggars... Bob does. Mike, I'm glad you brought him up. The reason I hate the Duggars is before NBC got their hooks into them, we had booked Jim Bob Duggar to do a phoner. And as I was parking him on hold to do the phoner, he said, "Y'all not going to make sport of this, are you?" And I said, "What?" He said, "I don't want to be made fun of for having all these kids." And I said, "Oh, well, goodbye.
See you later."
Yeah,
thanks.
That's the only thing that made you interesting, you buck-toothed idiot.
A startup called Reflect Orbital is saying they want to deliver on-demand sunlight when it's dark out. Sounds like science fiction, but it's real. Yeah, go ahead.
I think we had this story like 2 years ago. I remember looking into this.
I think there have been similar projects. Basically, they want to send up thousands of satellites with giant mirrors, and those mirrors would reflect sunlight down to Earth at night. All you have to do is open up an app, drop a pin, and sunlight will arrive at your location in 30 seconds. And Josh, you had it right. We first told you about this in 2024.
God.
The company is aiming even higher. Here's what the CEO said. I'm not going to send in ground. I'm sorry. That's another
guy. That's a different guy.
We are trying to build something that could replace fossil fuels and really power everything.
Smart.
Okay. Yeah. The idea is to help solar farms keep producing energy after sunset, but there are plenty of critics. Scientists are warning that the extra light could confuse animals and disrupt our sleep. You don't want to confuse animals.
And you know who else hates it? Dracula. All those mirrors.
Oh, no, I'm burning up. Some researchers say the math doesn't add up. They're saying it could take thousands of satellites just to match a fraction of daylight. Well, I think that's probably true.
I've got sunshine.
You can't fool Mother Nature, for God's sake.
Good slogan.
If you're boycotting Reese's peanut butter eggs this Easter because you're upset about the current recipe, your nightmare is coming to an end.
Thank God.
I was unaware of this. Did we have the story where they changed the recipe?
Well, what happened is one of the Reese's heirs started to bitch and moan that the stuff didn't taste right anymore. Although I don't think he was part of the company anymore. He did carry the name Reese's, and he said they're not the same. They're not as good.
Yeah. He was showing off how they don't melt properly or something, too.
Isn't Air Reese the TMOS supporter who flies? That's what they call the plane every time he steps on.
Yes.
Air Reese.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
There you go. hey, but Reese says, yay. Yeah, they taste like shite. So Hershey just announced that they're going back to the classic recipe for all Reese's products starting next year. A couple of months ago, Brad Reese... There's really a Reese.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The grandson of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, inventor H.B. Reese. I just think it's so cool that it's still that close in the generational chain. He complained that they changed the classic recipe, replacing milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut butter-style creams. At the time, Hershey said they're made the same as always, but they didn't specifically deny any of Brad's claims. Other reports have said that they changed the formulas to contain less chocolate because it's cheaper.
Of course. Yeah, and probably a lot of wax in that chocolate. Make it
Even
stay
now,
together.
They didn't elaborate on what they changed or what they're planning to do differently next year. They just said Reese's will shift back to their classic milk chocolate and dark chocolate recipes. If they do that, I'll be the first one down at the candy store to do that.
I think there's some shenanigans here, and here's why I think there's something at play. And it might just be a way to, you know, refresh their image in America's mind. I saw an ad last night where it says, "What do you prefer? Reese's peanut butter eggs or Cadbury cream eggs, which, by the way, are disgusting. And they said,
yeah, I'm not a Cadbury cream egg fan.
That's the rule I'm breaking on my head.
Ooh, that'd be nice and gooey. I'd settle for that. That'd be fun.
But it was actually, it says, you don't have to choose. Buy them both. So there is some sort of Cadbury and Hershey alliance going on where they're buying ads together. And I don't trust that.
They are probably owned by the same corporation.
No, I think Peter Paul Cadbury Mounds is an absolute opponent of Hershey.
All I know is that, believe it or not, I like that candy so much that if they do go back and make them the way they were originally, I will be jacked to give it a try and say, yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a difference. I don't know if I'll be able to tell, but I hope I do.
Like me, believe the ratio of chocolate to peanut butter in the egg is better than in the cup?
If you like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, see, I don't like the peanut butter. I like it to be the balance of the standard cup. I think there's too much of that peanut buttery goo in the egg. I've never been a fan of that.
Hershey owns the license to sell Cadbury in the United States.
Oh, that's what it is. Thank you, Josh.
I still go with the Feastable peanut butter cups are better.
Feastables.
It's a creamy peanut butter.
No, the problem with those is the peanut butter is made by an asshole. Mr. Beast is a jerk. I hate him.
He's successful.
And young. He's a
good guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he takes care of people.
Yeah, but kiss my ass, Beast.
His chocolate's fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic.
It is good. It's good chocolate. Yeah. It is. It's good chocolate. You just hate him because he's a winner.
The real reason Reese's is changing is because competitors are better.
Yeah, and it's better chocolate. It's definitely better chocolate than you will have in most candy bars.
I think that Mr. Beast's chocolate is on par with Palmer.
What's Palmer?
Palmer is the cheap Easter Bunny, hollow Easter Bunny wax chocolate.
That's horrible chocolate. There you go, Palmer.
You know this.
I know what Rob is concerned about. He was saying to me just last week,
yeah,
Mike, what is the deal with Zendaya and Tom Holland?
Please, God, Mike, please. Clear it up. Yeah. And you kept hanging up on me, and it was a landline because I could hear you slam it down.
A wooden landline.
on the wall.
Still no word, Rob. I'm sorry on whether Zendaya or Tom Holland are married. I mean, are married and Tom Holland. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Smarty, plumbing, quietest man, Emma. There's still no word on whether Zendaya and Tom Holland are married. And why do I care? But I hope they're not.
You care because there's a new Spider-Man movie this summer, and she's got her show coming back.
Yeah, Euphoria is dropping. And Mike, just for fun, I just wrote it down. If you really want to say Zendaya backwards, it's Ayadnez.
Ayadnez. He's right. It's Ayadnez. On an interview show, Zendaya said, I'm aware that I'm a public person, and so is he. And I'm also aware that we've grown up in front of people and we've done movies where we fall in love with each other. But in a lot of ways, I also am a very private person, and I try my best to be able to have things for myself and for him as well. She added, quote, that's kind of like my broad way of just saying I hear it, but I also like my own little boundaries of what I like to bring up and talk about, but then also what I'm also willing to share. I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
I totally get what
she's
saying.
And besides, he's a lousy match for her because as much time as he can spend being a great boyfriend, he spends just as much time growing tulips and wearing wooden shoes.
Here's the thing, Holland. That's a funny Holland joke.
Thank you. Very good.
But I don't like these waif-like actors like Chalamet and Holland.
They're
everywhere.
You know what I mean? They're everywhere.
I sent Rob a video of SCTV, and you had the waif-like Martin Short playing Mr. Rogers, but then you had the substantial John Candy playing Julia Child.
Yeah.
Which it amazes me that that little show, SCTV, from the 1970s.
Yeah.
Still translates, and I still get a laugh out of it.
A lot of people will scoff at the notion that it is a better show and always has been a better show than Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But
that's also easy to say based on numbers. Like, they only put in a few episodes. Where if you took the best of SNL and put it together.
But I say that if you took random hunks of each show, SCTV would always be better, always had better talent.
Yeah.
And it always troubled me that it ducked under the radar for like 25 years. And you couldn't see it. Now all the clips are becoming available again. It's streaming in Canada, I think. Yeah. So people are posting the clips on YouTube, and it's fantastic.
Because
if you can,
at the heart of that show,
yeah,
every one of them was A, naturally funny,
yes,
and B, a talented mimic,
mm-hmm,
which I think if you do it the right way, as they did on SCTV, it can be funny. And it's just the look. The boxing trunks they had on Julia Child.
With the big fluffy blouse.
Josh, this was the premise. And you'll laugh just based on the fact that it would hold up today. The premise was Julia Child, the French chef, the big lady that used to cook, boxing Mr. Rogers. And it was Battle of the PBS Stars.
Yeah, takeoff on the network stars.
Brilliant.
And
absolutely.
who of the cast, I have a favorite, but who of the cast is your favorite mimic on that show?
That is so difficult. I have to go with my favorite. I can't say who's the most talented mimic, but my favorite impression that we've talked about recently,
yeah,
and that is Dave Thomas. Is it Dave Thomas?
Yeah.
Is that and his impression of Bob Hope, which was
unstoppable.
Absolutely the best I've ever seen. And it was so subtle and not over the top like mine used to be. It was just
spectacular. Medium Hope and Old Hope, which was the greatest.
The best.
It's really hard to pick a favorite because they all were so good, but I always thought somehow that Rick Moranis was just a little higher than that.
Yeah, he was good.
He was so good.
Really, really good. I like Rick Moranis, too. All right, so we talked about this briefly. We never got to it, about April Fool's Day and the corporate April Fool's. Well, there were just an ass ton of them.
I never saw them. I don't know.
I edited this list from like 30 of them.
Okay, hold on, Mike, here we go. We need
April Fool's.
Let's see. Raising Cane's had McKenna Grace help them unveil Cane's Sauce Cookie, a variety of a Coca-Cola inspired by their signature sauce. I have no chicken sauce flavored cola. That's what they did.
That's funny, right?
An umbrella for your Uggs.
That's pretty funny.
Ugg hyped a new accessory, a clip-on umbrella to protect your sheep's
They called it from an umbrella.
Top Ramen Butterfinger, a collaboration that promises, quote, a peanut buttery all right, some of them are making me laugh. A peanut buttery glaze and real Butterfinger pieces that bring the crispity, crunchity goodness to your favorite ramen. That just makes
that gets
me
a
laugh.
Passing grade. Okay,
and Keebler, that's something someone will make.
Yeah,
Keebler Hollow Tree toothpaste. The cookie paste flavors include EEO fudge, soft baked chips, deluxe brownie, fudge stripes, Sandy's shortbread, and Vienna fingers.
I can't give you that one. No,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Heinz Matcha Mayo. It's described as a bold new take on your ice cream soup from Baskin Robbins.
Okay, I like that.
Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit flavored Pop Tarts.
You know what? No comment.
Duncan commented on the post saying, "This is so coastal New England."
Okay, now I have an opinion.
Here's another thing. Dog pee bags. They are 100% they are 100% leak proof. So no mess. And here I added one that was not a corporation, it was a government agency. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation announced a Boston to Cape Cod connector, a 45-mile bridge from Charlestown to Provincetown. That's funny.
The one I saw, and it was after the show yesterday, and it did make me smile, was Amtrak now announcing service to Hawaii.
Very exciting. Very, very, very exciting. And finally today, a man in Florida named Farron Fullerton.
Where is this?
In Florida.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you might refer to him as Florida's Farron Fullerton.
Does he have a favorite, like, pastry that he eats?
Well, he used to live in Maryland.
Yes.
And on the weekends, he would go down to the eastern shore of Maryland. And as he drove down outside of Annapolis, close to the Bay Bridge, Farron Fullerton would stop at a wonderful place called the Whitehall Inn. Delicious food at the Whitehall Inn.
Like what?
Well, Florida's Farron Fullerton really used to get into the fabulous Whitehall fruit fritters. Farron was arrested a couple of weeks ago. He was trespassing at a hotel because he wouldn't leave after his checkout time. When the cops showed up, they found Farron wearing a stolen inmate uniform. The uniform belonged to the Mitchell County Jail. The authorities looked into Farron's background and confirmed he was not an escapee from that facility, but he had been there. Apparently, he somehow snuck away with it after a previous jail stay. Say, I couldn't write a kicker as good as the sheriff. The sheriff said, and this is a quote, "I've heard of dress for success, but never dress for arrest." There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't blame the guy. I stole the scrubs every time I had a kid. I felt I earned them.
That he couldn't. What was the line that we had from Judge Smale? Didn't want to do it. Thought I owed it to him. That's kind of the way that rolls. We will have a food update, and then we are almost there. It's almost time
for
the Egg-tacular. We're very, very excited, and we will have that and some food about my family hating me when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Yum, nom, nom. Yeah. Later on, we got the last two breaks of the show today. It's the Egg-tacular. We are going to be going to our various corners. Now, Josh is staying in his studio. Rob's staying in his.
Yes.
I will be relocating to my real shower. My actual shower. You will be coming with me.
I don't know that
you
ever showed it on air before.
I have never showed it on air. I'm very, very excited. It's very small. It's not a big shower. It's not a big shower at all. It's where I shower each and every day.
You don't have one of those jacuzzi showers with the jets all up and down the side?
No. Do you think I live like that? Do you really? Do you think?
Not
do they
anymore.
Teach you that here? No, not even close.
He's got one of those walk-in tubs.
It's an outdoor shower.
Oh. So we can see your legs and your chest.
No, I was thinking about this right before that commercial ended, and I will tell you that I will be taking my laptop into the shower where I will
as
be breaking the eggs, and I will be wearing this T-shirt, which says "Don't get happy with the."
Right.
That's when we did our Halloween.
That's a collectible
thing.
Right there.
Yeah, and well, more so after I launder it after the eggs get all over it, and
that's a show worn collectible.
Here it is. The T-shirt will be all I'm wearing.
Oh, you're going to Winnie the Pooh it?
What's the point of, wearing underwear?
Just keep the laptop pointed up.
I will.
Don't need
that. Won't be a problem for Mike.
All right, we have to check. Has there been an update on the
The eggs? Would you like some final numbers?
Let's get some final numbers because the deadline is passed for purchasing your eggs for all of us.
I am at 8 eggs.
You never got that that real windfall I was hoping
Mike
for.
Mike is at 10 eggs.
Okay.
Rob will be at 11 eggs.
11 eggs.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a raise right there.
Yeah.
And I'm ready, Mike. I've actually switched to earbuds because I'm ready for this competition.
Well, is that to keep the yolk out of your ears?
It's to keep the yolk off my headphones because you can buy these for $10.
If I can give you a recommendation, you might want to put the... the way I do, I wear earbuds every day.
Yeah,
the
same model.
The TV way to do that is to kind of run it behind you or down your wrist, so you don't see the earbuds.
Behind
that's the that. See, that's the TV way of doing it.
And
we're not
back.
On TV, but on
we are. Yeah, we are, Rob.
It's also the YouTube way to do it.
Oh well, if you say it's the YouTube way, then I'll fix it. Yeah.
When we originally bought these headphones, they were like $15, and I recommended them to someone last week. They are $45 headphones now.
It's like
for the
everything
same
else.
Headphone.
It's everything else that has skyrocketed in price.
Yeah.
Now, I have come to a conclusion, and I'm not going to give up, but I am reasonably sure now that I have a disconnect between my time in the kitchen and my family. They are not digging the fare that I'm putting out.
Do they not appreciate what you do?
I don't think they, it's not that they don't appreciate
it,
Rob.
Not good.
They don't. Well,
stop it.
Now hold on. I'm gonna honor that. I'm going to honor that. It's just, I'm not making food that is so good that they can't stay away from it. And it's because I think I am a very mediocre cook. I just don't think it. Now, yesterday was a day where the previous evening I had made a chicken dish, chicken and rice, and that was poo-pooed.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, well, you would think.
First, how did you prep the chicken?
I got chicken thighs. I wouldn't do that again. No, I would get chicken breasts. I would get the breasts. They stand up a little bit better, and they're not. Chicken thighs are more like in certain Asian dishes and maybe on the grill because they're nice and soft and fried chicken thighs. Yeah, they're good. They're good fried.
They are. They're great fried. Well, my favorite.
The thing about it is they didn't like that. So I had a big bowl of rice separate from the chicken dish, and then I decided that I would make a confection yesterday and try my hand at making rice pudding, which essentially is one of the simplest desserts to make, but I'm
Josh,
pretty
you know
sure
what the
I
hardest,
effed it up.
The hardest thing about making rice pudding is finding a time machine for people to eat rice pudding because it's a dessert of the 1920s.
It is. Yeah. I took whole milk. I went out to the grocery store. Mm. I got nutmeg. I got cinnamon. For some reason, all the white sugar has been eaten. I eat it like out of the bowl.
No. With a teaspoon?
No, we have like brown sugar. We don't have any white sugar. So okay. I went out and got the sugar and whole milk and an egg and put a little butter in there. And then took the old rice that I had from the day before and I put it in a pot in a saucepan and I mixed it all up. And then I put a ton of raisins. And at about
Did you plump the raisins?
How do you plump the raisins?
You just simmer them in water, or actually orange juice would be very good.
No,
and that allows them to rehydrate.
No, I didn't do it. I would assume that putting
don't call me out.
I would
don't
assume you, that putting them in liquid would plump them as well.
You need a longer simmer. Do you like the fruitcakes?
Yeah, I love the fruitcakes.
Fruitcakes, all the raisins are always plumped.
Plumped.
Always.
Yes. And you're plumped, so that's a good thing.
I'm plumped for today's events.
You plumped, and you still didn't. He wasn't able to figure out how to get his headphones behind.
My head is behind my head.
He's got
a short cord.
There. Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't have an extender.
You do have to extend the cord to put it in your back.
I don't have that.
Yes.
There you go.
Now it's tonight.
You know what I like when Mike has a good time.
Yeah,
it's just funny.
Magna cum laude.
Well, no, I mean. I don't use these. I don't use these.
All right.
And
so,
you know what? Well, you never commented on it when I used them in Florida. You never said they should be behind your head.
It's because your picture was too grainy.
I know. True enough. I realized that was a bad comment to make as
great.
I was saying it.
Good to reference that one. Anyway,
will you be making a traditional Monday, Thursday meal tonight?
Yes, I will.
I will not. In fact, I'm not cooking for a while. The rice pudding...
Did you thicken it by separating eggs and yolks, or did you thicken it with cornstarch? How do you thicken it?
I pre-mixed the egg.
Okay.
I brought it to a simmer.
Good.
Then I poured the egg into the whole milk with the rice and the raisins. And
when did you add the pudding?
I didn't put pudding in it. You can. There are recipes that call for vanilla pudding.
Yeah, moron.com has them.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Right. Doesn't
pudding
take
is simple.
Doesn't that take the authenticity out of it when you use a mix?
Yeah.
So I stir it up, and it really does thicken with the starch, and but they didn't.
I know
like
you have
it.
You have a sickness for the thickness.
I just flushed it down the drain. I didn't. I had.
How
no,
did you like the flavor?
I didn't care for it either. I thought it
was
sucked
it a flavor
too.
Or a texture thing.
It was more. It was both. It was a combination of both. And I think my essential flaw as a chef is that I don't have patience. I like to make things fast. Mm-hmm. I really do. And it's a fatal flaw as a chef. And the next time first of all, when I try another recipe, I'm going to make sure it is a fail-safe recipe, that it is going to be. And then I am going to follow it to the letter, and I'm going to take all the time that's necessary.
This man is lying.
I want my family to try something that is fabulous and that they can't resist. And they say, make it again. Like the first time I made Ina Garten's beef bourguignon. That's what I'm going to try to do.
It's your signature dish. Another problem, it wasn't patience. It was your judgment was clouded. You had 12 cents worth of leftover rice. And you said, I'm going to use this. And you went out and spent $20 on other ingredients to save 12 cents on rice. You need
That's
to set
not
out.
What I did. I thought that having the abundance, and it was about two cups of rice I had left, which is the right for the recipe. But Carla said, and I probably agree with her, that it was just crap rice, that I used that boil-in-a-bag rice.
Oh, you can't use that.
Why?
Because they've stripped all the starch out of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, never mind.
That's it. Emily Lutella.
How was the final taste to you?
Sucked.
Where was it lacking?
I don't know.
Did you put in a pinch of salt?
Yes.
Okay.
Kosher salt.
Oh, that's your problem.
No, it was in the recipe. That's not my problem.
I'm kidding. No, I use kosher all the time.
We've delayed long enough. I'm going to disconnect from you. I'm making my way to the shower. Hopefully, I will be able to get this done by the time we come back from the commercial. If not, you two will have to pad until we return with the Eggtacular. It's what you've all been waiting for. I cannot wait. We'll see you then, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike has not returned.
Do you think we could just convince Mike that we already did our eggs while he was gone?
Well, and what? Wiped our head off?
Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can do that.
Like me, that Mike's laptop is still in his office.
Well, I mean, the cameras that he doesn't use his laptop camera, does he?
But the camera plugs into the laptop. No, maybe it doesn't.
So I don't know.
Because he doesn't use the laptop. So that one we can
remove. Oh, wait. I think we're in for something here because we did see. There he is.
There he is.
Mike, where are you?
I'm in my shower. Hi. Do my brew.
Oh, how is your arm doing? Eggs, premium medium eggs. How is, Mike, how is your shoulder pain and will it affect?
It's not bad. It's getting better.
Will it affect your egg smashing?
You know, it's getting a little bit better. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. You guys got to keep track of time and everything else because I'm kind of let me know. So the totals again, Josh Soroka?
We've got 10 for Mike, 11 for Rob, 8 for Josh.
Okay, so I have the most. And that's sad. That means I should probably start.
I think
and then we can get into a rotation, right?
You're left to right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I'm opening my.
Can we get the other shot? Can we get the other shot?
That's back? Right. Yep. That's what I'm working on.
Mike, cage-free brown eggs. And don't you love brown eggs?
Ham and eggs.
A lot of people, Mike.
Mike, did you want to stay on this shot or do you want to go to the wide shot?
I like this shot.
All right.
blanketing up, not a great fit.
And who's keeping count?
I've got it. I've got the count right here.
Good.
Okay, I hold my hand the first egg. When I hold it next to my head, can you tell the difference between the egg and my head? Here we go.
No.
Guys, do you want to give me a 3-2-1, Mike?
3-1-2. Rob, hold on. Rob.
What?
You're using a blanket, but you're holding it with one hand.
Right.
You have to thought this out. You're going to get egg on your. You're going to get an egg on the cord, and you're going to get egg on your shirt. Do you want to wrap it around yourself? Is that the way you want to do it?
Yeah, I suppose. Mike, I don't think there's any way to avoid mess. I'm just trying to sort of minimize it. That's all.
All right.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Ah!
You don't need to see. Right.
That might have been a little messier than I prepared for.
Well, I also did it pretty hard.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right on.
Yeah. Top. Ew, in my eye.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Rob's thinking of the audio portion.
Yes.
Anybody that's listening to this and not watching this, you're boycotted today.
Well, just go over to the YouTube. It's there. Ugh. Mike, do it.
I don't think it's listening. Go, in my eye. The egg yolk is running down my nose.
Well, it was in my eye. Don't like it. Mike has an egg.
Give me a 3 count.
3, 2, 1. Oh, Mike went way up top. So it's in his hair.
He's letting that fall.
Yeah. At least you didn't get it in your eye.
Josh Soroka, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, he put it on the floor.
Oh, and now I've got a whole egg on the floor now.
Okay, very exciting.
It'd be a good time to make pudding.
There you go. Rob Spiewak in 3, 2, 1.
Gah! On my... Ugh.
Kelly was in here, and she ran out of the room after the first one.
Ugh.
Like it?
Hey, that might have been a double yoker.
By the way, you guys can see the comments?
No.
You can't see the comments?
I can.
Can you see the comments? I will take direction in the comments on the way they want me to break this one.
The best comment I see so far, Mike, says, it says, yesterday, NASA launched a rocket to the moon. Meanwhile, on the Mike O'Mara show.
How about this? I will do the fist crunch directly.
Oh, that's hard to do. Hard to do.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Can you see it?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it is hard to do.
Because it's a medium egg.
Hard to do?
I told you, medium eggs are tougher, baby.
Wow. Right, no, it's you're just weaker.
Oh, Mike, you did good that time. It slid right off.
I know. I avoided the yolk, which was really good. Still got some egg, though, on the top.
Yeah. Your hair is really going to be lustrous.
There's 2 for Rob, 2 for me, 1 for Josh. We need another 1 for Josh. Josh is going to be able to bail sooner than anybody else.
I cannot wait.
Rob, make sure you let me know when we need to take our first break.
Okay. All right.
Does it hurt in your eye? It hasn't gotten in my eye yet.
No, it's just unpleasant. Okay. Just like my wife says.
3, 2, 1, Josh. Josh, are you cleaning as you go?
Is this one hard-boiled? Did you put a hard-boiled one in here? There we go.
There we go.
That one was really hard.
You outwitted it, Josh. Good job.
I have a bruise from that one.
Well, I make a request. If you don't have anybody in the comments telling you how to do it, I suggest you break this one on your right cheek.
Right here. Well, right cheek. Okay, ready? Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
No, it's giving me a black eye. It's not hard enough. Hold on. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. No. Damn it. There. It did not work on the cheek. I'm sorry.
Guys, these eggs were way too cheap. We've got too many of them to do.
You know, we could do one where we all go at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, you did make it work.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show Eggtacular, ladies and gentlemen.
And see, this is the way we're celebrating the fact that Christ has eternal life.
Yes, by wasting eggs.
By wasting eggs.
Josh Roker, we're ready. 1, 2, 3. Very nice. Yes, the eggtacular.
My eggs are way too hard.
Rob wins, though, with the yolk. Rob wins. His head is turning right now on the front of your forehead, Rob, at the top front of your forehead. Three, yeah. Two, one, go. There we go. Rob is turning orange, which is really
special. Yeah, like a minion.
I'm going to do this one. On the bridge of my nose. I hope I don't.
You're going to regret that, Mike. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. It's going to be too hard. It's going to hurt you.
No, it won't.
All right. Go ahead.
What is this, my third or fourth?
I think this should be your fourth.
This is your number four.
Any suggestions in the comments yet, or are they just staring?
Nodak says, put it under your chin and look down.
Okay.
That thing's going to come shooting out because he's all slippery and whatnot.
I got to do it on the bridge.
Yeah.
Ah!
I told you.
No, that's not
fine. There you go. This is good. This is not as bad as I thought it would be. Josh Soroka.
All right.
This is your egg number four, right?
This is my number four. So I'm halfway there. I'm just going to break it on top.
Okay.
I got enough shell in it.
I like that. Break it. Excellent.
Is that how you do it when you cook? That was a horrible egg crack.
All right, we're going to wrap this up when we come back later. Where are we in the total right now, Josh?
We're halfway there.
Yeah, we're this is a good time to break.
Let's do one before we go to break. We'll do one all at the same time.
Okay.
Right. And right here. We all do it right here on the forehead.
Okay.
So it runs down the face. Lift your face up a little bit. All right. On the count of three. Three, two, one.
Now, is it appropriate to just leave the shell on my head like this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because I think it's going to bond.
Ugh. Rob, are you bleeding?
No. I think that's a mark left by the rooster.
It looks like you're bleeding. Did you cut your head?
I don't think so.
You're going to have to wipe that yolk off and see what's going on.
No.
It's blood.
Healthy as a horse.
It's blood. Don't deny blood. You're bleeding in front of us, my God.
Mike, there's none blood. Look.
I think he's bleeding.
Okay.
Let's take a break. We will come back and wrap this up.
Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein. Delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand-cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details.
I have not brought a towel with me in the shower, and so therefore I have a little yolk problem in my left eye.
Mike, I have an update.
Can you bring me a towel?
I thought I was doing a pretty good job about keeping the mess centralized and tidy.
Yes.
And during that break, I looked over my left shoulder. I have egg yolk on my carpet about 8 feet away from me. So it is. These are projectile eggs, but to be sure.
What egg are you on, Rob, as it begins to dry?
I have done five eggs.
Everyone's at five.
So Rob's a six. There you go.
Okay.
Any creative way you want to do it, and keep checking the comments. That's your job.
Yeah, I'm gonna try like what Josh did, but try to do it more appropriately.
Okay.
The cracking of the egg.
Right.
Here we go.
Lovely.
Boop. There you go. That yolk landed right on my desk.
I'm going to try between my fingers to do it, which is making a fist. Let's see. What are the physics of?
Well, it's a smaller egg, so it's a thicker shell. Oh.
Thank you. Got it. Three.
Hey, you know what, right. Josh? I think that's a good look for your hair.
Yeah, I'm sure this egg will hold my hair up.
After it looks like you're turning right.
Well, here I'm going.
Nauseated by this. All right, go ahead. Rob Spiewak?
Yep. I'll be washing my windscreen today, it turns out.
One.
Oh, I heard that one land elsewhere. Oh.
What a waste of food.
I spent the break cleaning egg out of some of these bobbleheads.
Okay.
Eggheads.
Oh, my God. Egg on the bobbleheads. Oh, my goodness.
Mike, you said it's not as bad as you thought. Do you want to stay by that?
No.
It's pretty bad.
It's worse than I expected.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
seven. Oh, hold on. My thing fell. I need to.
Do I have three more to do?
Let's see.
Do I have 10 or 11?
You're at six.
No.
So you have four.
Two, three,
no, he just did his seven.
That was my seventh thing.
All right, then you've got three more.
Okay.
Three more. And here's
do you want to just blow them out, Mike?
How many have you done?
I've done seven.
Yeah, and I've done.
Talking over each other. Come on now.
You each have done seven. I've done six.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
All right. Here we are. You said Bridge of the Nose didn't hurt?
No.
Okay.
There it is. All right,
in the mouth.
One, two, three.
That really looks like you do have allergies.
Your last egg, Josh?
I was going to say, how about I knock out seven and eight both at the same time?
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Oh, I would have liked to have seen that done with two hands.
Oh, I'm so proud.
No, I needed one clean hand.
This is how the career ends.
This is.
Two, four, six, eight. All right, Rob Spiewak, go ahead. Number nine.
Can I do two? And I would like to show how I wish Josh had done it.
Yeah, do one at a time. Yeah, there you go.
All right. One, two.
I'm not sure what that count was for. I'm going to do a left.
It was counting to two. Because we're running late.
Okay. Stop bleeding again. That's blood on
I'm
his
not.
No, I think it's just a bruise that's in shiny from
Mike,
the
egg. Look, it's I think it's a hunk of shell, actually.
But... It looks like he's bleeding. Right. No?
No, there's no blood there.
There you go. One, two, three. Ow! That did hurt. What the fuck? Ow. All right. I hurt my cheek.
Don't hurt yourself, Mike. You're such a slave for your comedy.
Josh, you're done, correct?
I am done, yes.
And we hold in our hands.
Josh is done.
Last egg. How do you want to do anything in the comments for the last egg? I'm ready to get this over with.
No, nothing. One did request two at a time. Mike, if you're up to it, requested a toss.
Like
so
like,
up in the air and land on your head. Yeah.
I can do that.
That's tough.
That is tough.
I can't see.
Also, with how the eggs are cracking.
I'm holding my egg thing down. Oh, I'm so grossed out. I'm going to move it. Oh, this is like fused into my. All right, I'm going to try to do this.
Here we go.
No.
That went well. Mike, maybe try to drop it on your head.
Betting practice. What did you say, Rob?
Try dropping it on your head. You can aim better that way.
That didn't really break in front of me, so I'm getting rid of all these eggs. All
right. Okay.
Right here. Yay!
Perfect.
Are you done?
So, Josh, I have two more to do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Two more.
I'm going to end
here. Ready? One, two, three, go. Hit the music.
Hold on, Mike. I'm a little sticky.
I hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. This segment wasn't exactly stellar, but put it in the time capsule.
No, not later. That. Here we go.
There it is. Hey, I want to remind everybody we're doing our taping for the bonus show today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So join us for that and have a fabulous Easter for those of you that are a few people subscribing to the show. But we appreciate all the people that bought the egg for our little fundraiser. It was very nice of you. And We will be back with more content tonight, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Please join us then. We'll have a little reflection on this stupid bit that I came up with. Never to do it again. It will not be a tradition. I've got yolk in my
Mike, but I've got a quiche in my pants.
His head always wins, doesn't it? His head always wins.
It does.
No, don't be jealous. Don't be a hater. I'm in mourning.
Very good. Good morning. We'll see you next time. For Josh Sroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is normally the time that I would play sound effects from my computer, but I don't want to get yoke on the keys. Bye-bye.